Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May the Lord remember us. May the Lord be grateful and show gratitude to us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Good morning, church. We are very privileged today, thanks to the pastorate, for declaring this month International Month, to give an opportunity for the international to be a part of this great Sibeka. May the Lord continue to bless you and to keep you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And as we continue in the topic, the power of gratitude as a lifestyle, not a one-time event. It therefore means that we must give thanks and praise on a daily basis, every second, every hour, every time that we have the breath of life in us, we have to say, thank you, God. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you for where you have brought us from, to where you have set our feet, because he is grateful and he is worthy to be praised in Jesus' mighty name. Shall we stand for the reading of God's word? And I'm reading from the New King James Version. And I'm reading from Psalms chapter 116. Psalms 116 from 12 to 14. And this Psalms is from King David. And this Psalms ask question. We shall ask question. And King David answered those questions. And I read. He said, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefit towards me? And what was the answer? He said, I lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord. Yes, in the presence of all his people. Amen. Shall we pray? Heavenly and almighty God, we come to you with a grateful heart. We thank you, Lord, for where you have brought us and for where you have set our feet today. We come to you, O Lord, to say thank you, Jehovah, for where you have brought us from and for what you have done for us, O Lord. We are grateful, O Lord. Father, you said in everything, O God, in prayers and in supplication, take it to the Lord. And we believe today that you shall answer us, O God, because we have given reverence to your name. We have acknowledged your name. We have glorified your name because you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty man in war. You are fierce in battle. You are the Alpha. You're the Omega, you're the beginning, and you're the end. All things were made by you, and all things you have dominion. Father, let your word come forth, O God, and let it shall not return void, but accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. We thank you for the word of gratitude, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit would direct us, that will keep us, O Lord, in perfect peace, and that will teach us in every way that is right and perfect. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. In this verse, King David expressed a deep sense of gratitude for God's goodness and pledged to publicly praise and honor God by calling on his name and fulfilling the promise that he made. Gratitude in the Bible means extending favor to someone extending favor towards someone. And if you want to know the gratitude, you go and you read the book of Esther, because God has favored Esther and he had extended that gratitude that saved the Jews. So when Haman was planning for Mordecai and to kill the Jews, God has extended a hand of gratitude and saved them in Jesus' mighty name. Because Esther said, if I perish, let me perish. But in prayers and in fasting, I shall call upon the name of the Lord, Most High God. Because Mordecai said, Esther, it is at a time like this for where you have been placed. Goma, it is a time like this for why we are here. You might say, God has been ungrateful for us. But you don't question God. David never questioned God. Even when he questioned God in all the Psalms, he always said, thank you, Lord, for where you have brought us. Because when I think from the way that you have brought me from and to where you have set my feet, all I have to say is Ebenezer, thus far the Lord has brought me. Thus far. The Lord has brought us in Jesus' mighty name. And that was the message of King David. He said, thus far the Lord has brought me. In my trial, he was there. In my tribulation, he was there. In the war, he was there. I might not see it now, but know that he is working in Jesus' mighty name. In his silence, that is when God works. When it is silent, that is when God works. He might not be speaking to you, but he hears your cry and he shall answer. Because he's not a man that he will lie, not a son of man that he will repent. What he say he will do it. And if he say he will deliver Goma, he shall deliver us in Jesus' mighty name. If he said he shall set the captive free, he shall set you free in Jesus' mighty name. And all he wants from us is to glorify his name in thanksgiving and in praise, because his name is to be glorified forever and forever. Amen. That is all God's want from us, to glorify his name, to be a witness of his goodness and of his greatness for where he has brought us from. So don't question God. His plans are good for us. And if you want to know more about that, read Jeremiah, Jesus' mighty name. Gratitude is a positive response to experience God's goodness and grace. In other words, once you realize that God is working in your life, you shall show gratitude in how he is working. Once you know that he is working in your life, as the song says, even though I cannot feel it, he is working. Even though I cannot feel it, he is working. He is still sitting on the throne, and he is working. He is the solution. He shall work out our solution in Jesus' mighty name. Just take it to him in prayer and in supplication, in expectation, and believe that the Lord thy God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is working. Even now he is working. Because Mary Magdalene, she said, Lord, if you were here when our brother Lazarus died, he would not have died. But she said, Lord, even now, I believe that you can bring Lazarus back to life. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Come forth
Come forth to the glory of God. And Lazarus came forth in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever your problems, I am telling you, you are coming forth in Jesus' mighty name. That same God that delivered Lazarus is the same Jesus that we call upon today. He shall bring us out in Jesus' mighty name. We shall come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Because it said, Lazarus, come forth. But she believed that even now, even on the fourth day in which he came, he turned up. Normally, it is 3 days. But he said to glorify God, I will come on the fourth day. Nothing is impossible to God. And nothing is impossible to everyone that believe in him, in Jesus' mighty name. That is the gratitude. And every time Jesus performed a miracle, he looked at the Father and he said, thank you. Thank you. Even on the cross, he said, thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice that I am making. He said, take my yoke. Take my spirit. Take my soul. But he said, thank you. He was gracious. He expressed gratitude even on the cross. Much less me and you today and all other days, we will say, thank you, Lord, for your mercies, for your goodness, from where you have brought us. We could have been dead. I was here during the war. Very often you hear bunker. Bunker is a place that secure and keep you. And then you have to be running in. And you're listening and you're hearing the bullets. RPGs, all sort of. But all you have to say is, even though that I lock myself down, even though I anchor myself down, I know that nothing can save me but the blood of Jesus Christ. Once I am under the blood, nothing can catch me. No bullet can come near my tent. In Jesus' mighty name, all I see with my eyes is the work of the wicked, but it will not come near us. In Jesus' mighty name. And that is the prayer of David. When he said, even though evil may be stored and come against you, all you need to do is to look to the Father and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Save me in Jesus' mighty name. And he shall save you because he's gracious. He's a gracious God. He's a gracious God in Jesus' mighty name. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18, he said, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing and give thanks in all circumstances. Because Peter said, you know all things. He said, give thanks in all circumstances as part of God's will. It is the will of God that you should thank him. It is the will of God that you shall wake up every morning and say, Lord, thank you for your grace and your mercies that are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness in Jesus' mighty name. Because many could not have seen this day. This verse provides 3 parts command for Christian living. It emphasizes the mindset of joy, continuous prayer, and gratitude in every situation in Jesus' mighty name. Gratitude is a way of life. We must wear it. Like how we're changing our clothes, we must wear it every day. When you wake up in the morning, you say, thank you, Lord. In the evening, you say, thank you, Lord. Before you go to bed, you say, thank you, Lord, for where you have brought me. Thus far, you have kept me in Jesus' mighty name. And I always remember the prayers that I learned from even the Sunday school. I said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That is gratitude in Jesus' mighty name. Some went to sleep and never wake up back. So we must be very thankful for what God has done for us. In Psalms 92, verse 1 to 2, it said, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his holy name. Oh, mighty high, to declare your love kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night in Jesus' mighty name. And I like the song that sings about the goodness of Lord. He said, oh, I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. We shall sing of the goodness of God. From the time you wake up to the time you lay your head, we shall sing of the goodness of God. We need to sing the goodness of God. Because we need to say, as I said, Ebenezer. How thus far the Lord has helped us and he has brought us. The Israelites say, Ebenezer, call upon the Lord thy God for where he has brought us and where he has set their feet. It means encouraging gratitude and a reflection of the past blessing in Jesus' mighty name. No matter what you are going through, there is always something to be grateful for. And there's a place available to us. That is Jesus Christ. He's always listening. Just call upon his name in Jesus' mighty name. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, he said, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, amen, let your request be known to God. Let your request be known to God. Do like David. David inquired of the Lord. You are permitted to inquire. In prayers and in supplication, let your thanksgiving request be known to God. Gratitude in the Bible is like a holy challenge. And we read in 1 Thessalonians, it wasn't written by Paul when he was in prison only. But Paul, Apostle Paul, was still waiting. He was still writing this word with the great threat of being prosecuted. Even with that very present danger, this verse invites Christians to give thanks in all circumstances. Before he went to the prison, he could have foreseen it, and he was thanking God in Jesus' mighty name. Even when you're approaching your problems, you thank God. You don't wait to get into it. Then you say, Lord, I'm already in. Be grateful to me. Thank you, Jesus. As he was going, he prayed. He thanked God. Imagine thanking God for something that you cannot see. That is belief in Jesus' mighty name. That is faith. You walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' mighty name. That is what we should do. Walk by faith and not by sight. We could not have waited until the war come, but we could have prophesied that it would happen, and it would happen at a time like this. But even now, he can save us. Even now, he has kept us. Even now, he has been gracious to us in Jesus' mighty name. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. He said, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, not of one kind, of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing, in Jesus' mighty name. In all your trials, tribulation, temptation would come. Once you are living, it would come. That's why the Lord thy God, when the disciples asked him, "Oh, my Lord and my Father, teach us how to pray." And what did he say? "The Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." He said, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil." War would come. Trials would come. Rumors of war would come. Because as Daniel said, he says, the testimony of the end times. Prophecy has to be fulfilled. It would come, but you need to be prepared. To be prepared in Jesus' mighty name. Prepare your soul to meet your master in Jesus' mighty name. But he said, "God, where are you in all of this? How could you let this happen to me?" No, the same God that is in control over your good time is the same God that is in control over your bad times, in Jesus' mighty name. And if you don't believe me, ask Joseph. Joseph said, "What my brothers has meant for evil, God turned around for my good, in Jesus' mighty name." What his brother has meant for evil, God, turn it around in Jesus' mighty name. He shall turn it around for us in Jesus' mighty name. Whoever has meant evil for Goma, it shall be turned around in Jesus' mighty name. Because he took Joseph from the pit, he sent him to the palace, he sent him to Potiphar's house, and then he said, "Joseph, you were ordained," in Jesus' mighty name. He shall bring us from the pit and set us in the palace, in Jesus' mighty name. And finally, as the Baptists normally do, I just want to look at three biblical characters that have been grateful to God. And let us look at first Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. The leper. But the leper were cleansed. And in Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 9, Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem when he met 10 people with leper. Amen? And out of love or his sovereignty, because he's a sovereign God, he miraculously healed all 10 lepers. However, only one came back. And he said, "Thank you, Lord." Because Jesus said, "As you go to show yourself to the priest, you shall be healed." And as they went, they were healed in Jesus' mighty name. But just one came back, that one Samaritan that came back. He said, "Thank you, Lord, for you have set me free. You have delivered me. You have cleansed me." He came back, even one of you will say, "Thank you, Lord. You have brought us through war. You have brought us through famine. Even now we are going through it. We are saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord." With a grateful heart and with a contrite spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. The next example is the sinful woman. In Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 50, Jesus was eating with the Pharisees when a sinful woman showed up, brought a precious jar of oil, of perfume, She wash, she wipe, and she kiss his feet. Wash, wipe with her hair, and kiss his feet. She showed an act of worship and gratitude to Jesus. Rather than him showing her gratitude, she showed an act of gratitude and thanks to Jesus. And what he said? He said, your sins have been forgiven. A sinful woman, he said, your sins have been forgiven. And like the prostitute, he said, go and sin no more. It was an act of gratitude. King David, we have seen in the Psalms, Psalm 7, Psalm 28, Psalm 50, Psalm 69, Psalm 95, Psalms 100, Psalms 103, where he talked about how grateful he is to God, even when he was at his lowest peak, even when his morale was down, even when he was confronting death. He said, I have to be grateful to my Father, to my Lord and my King, even at my lowest point. He always repented and recommended this, recommit his life to God, thanking him for his faithfulness, thanking him for his grace and his mercy that are new every morning in Jesus' mighty name. And finally, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 12, Paul used to persecute Christians. We all know that. But after his experience of a changed heart, he became humble and grateful to God. He was beaten. He was shipwrecked. He was thrown into prison. Yet he was grateful to God who gave him life. Today, we ought to be grateful to God for giving us that life so that we can live it more abundantly in Christ Jesus. My brothers and my sister, be grateful for where you are. Be thankful to God in everything, in prayers and in supplication, looking to the author and the finisher of your faith in Christ Jesus. Today, we say, Ebenezer, thus far you have brought us and help us and keep us in Jesus' mighty name. Gratitude as a lifestyle, not as a one-time event. He's not a one-time God. Peter said, he's a God of all occasion. He's a God of all season. He's a God of all times. Even in my trouble, I shall be grateful. Even in my problems, I shall be grateful. Even in my success, I shall be grateful, because in all things, give thanks to the Lord thy God. God's grace and mercy are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. We thank God because he is gracious. He has been grateful for us. And thus far, he has brought us. And he will continue to keep you in perfect peace. And may that peace of God guard your heart, your soul, and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You can do better than that. You can clap your hand better than that. You can do more than that. You can do more than that. Hallelujah. The Bible says gratitude pleases God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor.